Okay, so the reason why it's easy, but it's not easy to live a conscious state of mind, it's because at the end of the day, babe, we're always going to have to take accountability for the reality that we live in, you know? So when you are living life through a conscious state of mind, we have to be aware of every decision, how we move, how we are, the vibe that we're on. And this is, again, this is why I tell you, we're in a bad spot, like our fucking anxiety, my fucking anxiety, I can speak for myself, my anxiety, like, it'll pull me, dude, it'll pull me, and then it's like, I have to switch it up. You know, even if I have to do that shit like 20 times a day, I'm still, you know, making the fucking switch, you know? Because the truth is that these real life problems that we have, they exist. But at the end of the day, we have to choose what the fuck we give about. You know, we have to choose what we give a fuck about. You know, like, we can't just, you know, let everything affect us. Everything that happens, even our family's problems or our friend's problems or shit like that, you know, like, we can't let none of that shit affect us. Because why? It's gonna fuck with our subconscious. Because remember, our subconscious thoughts, whatever, like, despite of everything that we have going on, our real thoughts, our inner thoughts, those are what shape our reality. So, this is pretty much stating, again, once we understand this, then it becomes a process for negating the thought that we do not want present in our awareness. Next, this thought eviction leads to a habit. Evicting the undesirable thought becomes a mundane as sweeping the floor or dusting the end tables. Focusing on the outcome that we desire causes us to create our future in advance. Truth in advance is like rocket fuel. It propels us with amazing speed toward our end result. What do you really desire in life? It has been said that in the answering this question, a person needs to ponder what makes him or her happy. If you love the outdoors but accept a windowless office for your 8 hours a day job because it pays so well, are you advancing or retreating when it comes to your very personal desires? Think about it. Does each and every choice position you closer to or away from your goals? Goals either construct or deconstruct your definite major purpose in life. Are you in the construction business or the demolition business? It's for you to decide.
Wow.
That's deep. I love that part. So what do you really desire in life? It has been said that in answering this question, a person needs to ponder what makes him or her happy. If you love the outdoors but accept the windowless office for your 8 hours a day job because it pays you so well, are you advancing or are you retreating? Heads, you're working a fucking 9 to 5 and you want to know why you're going home so fucking angry or like feeling some type of way, restless, like you don't even want to fucking do anything that you truly want to do, or as simple as this, if something is stopping your flow from you fulfilling your higher purpose, cut that shit out. You know, you need to, there's always something else. Because imagine, dude, like, fuck, doing something that you don't want to be doing. If our reality really does consist of us, again, subconsciously creating our reality, then all these things really fucking matter. Our environment, you know? If you wake up every morning dreading to go to your fucking job. And if you let that, because you can work your job and still work on your dreams or still have a mindset of where you're going, because also you can't just like give everything up. Like if you have a good job and you're stacking up, but you know that you want to do something else, then stack up so you can go ahead and invest in like your goals or whatever it is that you want to do, your business, you know? It's kind of like what I'm doing right now. It's not what I want to do, but I don't wake up every day like, oh, fuck. Like, I made sure my spot was comfortable. Again, I work 2 hours a day. And that's it. I do whatever the fuck I want. You know? So I wake up good. I don't wake up like, oh my god. Like, oh. I used to wake up when I worked at fucking Verizon. I hated it. Ooh, especially when I worked at call centers too. Nah, that shit wasn't for me. Now, don't get me wrong. There's people that do want to be part of that 9-to-5, you know? Shit, when I have my businesses, I want to have, you know, dedicated employees. But I'm going to make sure they're well off and they have their vacation time or family time, whatever. You know, mine's not going to be stressful. Like, you know? So, we need those 9-to-5 people. Like, we really do. But if you ever feel like, fuck, you know? You know what I was reading? So, I heard about this lady. I've been like wanting some new content, right? Like in regards to like spirituality and stuff like that. Cause I mean, I read up on, you know, everybody I've already read up on, and I wanted somebody new, but I was like, who? Like, you know, like who? I was like, who? I was like, there has to be somebody out there that can, you know, help me. Like I need some knowledge. You know, I was fucking like just craving this knowledge. And I discovered this lady, her name is Marie Diamond. Dude, she teaches all about this. And I barely discovered her yesterday. And I kind of like half saw a video, but like it was so good that I was like, nah, I need to pause this shit and come back with the notebook. With my phone on 100%, because I'm going to be recording a lot of this shit and just writing shit down, you know? And I was like, I need to be focused. That's how I'm going to take this whole break, because I'm just going to just try to gain as much knowledge as possible, especially during these times right now that are very trying. Very trying for your homie over here. Try time, Lord. Bitches want to try me, look. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah, so Marie Diamond, dude, like, she teaches all about your feng shui. Like, she's like, I help. Term is, I guess, help. Yeah, because fuck, she's helping people. It is what it is. She's like, I would help, you know, like Oscar winning, you know, celebrities, or like, you know, like even Big Sean has even gone with her, and that's why boom, he like switched his whole vibe. But it's because like she taught him like all this stuff, you know, and he gave her props, and he was like, hey, like, you know. That's how I heard about her, actually. That's true. Yeah. I ran into this video. I was like, oh, like, me trying to, like, fucking, you know, like, look at videos or something. Like, just, my brain's always fucking weird as shit at night. I'm always just, like, Googling, like, the randomest shit. So, whatever. I ran into that enlightenment video where he's speaking about Marie Diamond. And she was literally talking about how, like, in your room really fucking matters a lot. And the way that you're positioning your desk, is it away from the window? Is it, are you facing a door? Because if you are, like, you know, it can mean like, hey, all opportunities are like not coming in, or like if you're secluded, like, you know, in fucking four walls, like in prison and shit, that shit affects people, dude. It's fucking insane. So, she's talking about all of this stuff, right? About how you can literally, like, there's people that are out here, like, they've been making millions and stuff like that, right? And then they just stop. They hit like the top. They hit the ceiling. And these are people too that are just like her, are speakers about this, you know? And when they hit the top, they didn't know what to do, like you know, because you're doing everything, but still something isn't giving. There's no spark, you know? Something isn't giving. So you can be hustling, I can be doing, like me, I can be hustling, I can be doing all this shit, but I'm not closing these motherfucking contracts, you know, because of bad credit or whatever. So what I end up doing, what I need to be doing is changing up my fucking room, changing my shit around, changing the stuff around from the house, like a different environment, you know. And it's crazy, like if you look at her stuff, like I recommend it, like, look her stuff up. And again, I don't know a lot of stuff. I just ran into her stuff yesterday and I was shook. I was like, that makes fucking sense, like that makes perfect sense. It's crazy, man. See, all my life I knew there was like true meaning to like this shit. It wasn't just like, you know, 9 to 5s and all of this stuff. That's why every battle, everything I fucking go through, and I shouldn't sometimes, I shouldn't take some things to heart, but I take shit to heart because I'm accountable for every action. You know, our words are so powerful. So if I'm speaking ill, if I'm waking up ill, if I'm not waking up on the right side of bed, I'm fucking myself up. You know? But just how we can do that, oof, positive. What I tell you at Red Hook today, the positive is always 3 times stronger, if not even more, as like any negative thought, you know?